Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Massimo Barberi, who is the Vice President of Marketing for Florida Tile, or that's what we call it in the United States. It's actually one of the Panaria Group. Massimo, it's great to see a friend, somebody, a familiar face over here in Italy. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you very much for having me.
I was glad to run into you on the show floor. Explain real quick a little bit about the Panaria Group, if you will.
Panaria Group is one of the biggest tile manufacturers in Italy, and not only Italy, because we expanded operations since a few years. We have now a total of 8 brands. Five of those are located in Italy. Then we have 2 in Portugal, where we are the main manufacturer, where we became the main manufacturer in terms of quantity. And then we made the investment three years ago in the United States with the acquisition of Florida Tile. All of our brands, Panaria, Lea, Fiordo, Cotto d'Este, Blue Style, they are the Italian ones, Margresse and Love Tiles in Portugal, and Florida Tile, we are geared towards the mid to high-end segment of the market. And so our focus has always been on technology, and we are a company that is invested heavily in technology and trying to get the latest development and clearly to be able to bring to the market products that are innovative in terms of not only of technological content, but as well as aesthetically pleasant.
And in the U.S., under the Florida Tile brand name, you actually offer both commercial and residential products, right?
Yes, we started since a couple of years ago to expand our commercial offering. Our company, Florida Tile, in the past has been a great commercial player. In the past years, we lost some of this traction, but now that we invested heavily in technology, we want to be back in the market segment. That is very important for us. We have the strategy will be to be around 15 or 20% of our sales to be back to be commercial.
You know, when I go to the show is the world's largest ceramic tile show. There's 80,000 plus people that come. There are even 80,000 people coming this year when the world market is in an economic slump. Why is it, do you think, that the traffic is not off at this year?
To be honest, I've seen traffic a little slower than the past year, and clearly because the economic time is not good in Europe and in Italy and Europe, and the crisis that started in the U.S. unfortunately developed and in Europe as well. And so even though the attendance I don't think is as great as the previous years, but still I think that is a huge place to capture the latest technological development and have an understanding as well of the future trends in terms of color, sizes, and what's going on in the industry. So I still think that CERSAI is a great exhibition and the place to be. In the past years, clearly the attention of manufacturers in CERSAI has been switching from the United States because more presence of domestic manufacturers now in the United States, but as well because clearly the crisis hit hard, and so now probably manufacturers are looking forward to introducing products that are more suitable for European or Italian markets or other markets like the Middle East or Far East. So in terms of trends, again, I see this being more and more a show for this territory.
Okay, I want to get in trends in just a minute, but one more question about the people who attend this show. It's very similar to a U.S. show. It's mostly people that are in the channel. It's the distributors. There are a lot of designers here and also retailers. Is that right?
I totally agree. I mean, clearly it's still a business trade show, and it's switching a little bit in the past years to more into the public relations. So for company to show the latest introductions is a good place, again, to connect with people. And I think in terms of sales are more, is something that you perform during the everyday routine with your sales people, while this become really the place to connect again and to make sure that you capture the latest trends and the innovations.
Okay, and the booths here are a little bit bigger than you'd say than you'd see in coverings, aren't they?
Yes, even because the cost of the booths is comparable. To exhibit here and exhibit at coverings in terms of financial is really quite comparable. The point is that I think that here there is more, because of the industry, all of manufacturers, the vast majority of Italian manufacturers are here, and so this is there is pride, again, in exhibiting in your own place, and that's why I think that the booth here are usually bigger than what you can see at coverings.
All right, and as we look at trends, we mentioned we were going to talk about that. Trends that we're seeing at this show, again, you see it here first, usually, if you're going to see it in tile on the world market. And we see a lot of these companies are introducing a 4 millimeter thick, which is about half as thick as most tiles that you'd see. So that's a big trend. Tell us what else you're seeing out there.
I agree with you. The small thickness is a clear trend in the industry, and there is already a couple of years that major groups have invested in this technology. I'm proud to say that even with Panaria Group, we were the leader in this kind of innovation, because we are the only Italian manufacturer that has the laminum technology that basically we started already since a few months to produce in one of our Italian plants, this eighth of an inch thick material. You can realize slabs that are comes as big as 40 by 120 inches, so they are huge pieces of work, and now we are adding as well digital technology into that. So I really think that this for commercial work and for walls will be a great potential venture even in the United States. I don't see this coming real soon, but in another 4 to 5 years, I think it will be another very important topic for the American market.
Well, let me explain that, too. Now, this laminate product you're talking about, I think Panaria Group has already been smart enough to see that on the floor, this 4 millimeter is going to have some issues, especially if you can't get the adhesive under it all the way through and get it installed well. So you're actually coming up with a product that has a thin tile and then a layer of glass, fiberglass, some kind of a matting, and then another layer. And so you think that's probably going to be the best solution, especially in a floor application.
Yes. Again, the entire floor system, the bedding is crucial in determining what is the ideal thickness in a tile. And so to be able to guarantee a good performance with the 3 millimeters, the eighth of an inch material, you need to make sure that the entire system is suitable for that application. I'm not saying it's not possible to do it, but for sure you need to make sure that there are all technical conditions to guarantee a final good results and not run into installation with problem after months or years. And the thing that we developed for floors to guarantee an higher breaking strength is this solution that actually put two layers of laminum, so a total of 6 millimeters or 7 millimeters at the very end, within the middle this fiberglass net, and we have tested through the years the reliability of this solution, because even when hurt by a domestic object, should something fall, I mean, it has the capability to spread the heat all over the surface, and so the breakages are minimal in this case.
All right, real quick, we're about to run out of time, but I want to say one of the things that we from the Panaria Group and in Florida Tile in the U.S., we have talked to you at coverings, and we know that you're moving heavy investments into this digital printing technology that allows you to come up with tiles where no two tiles in a box are exactly the same. And you're actually coming online with that process, I think, toward the end of this year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Again, being innovative in this technology has been one of the characteristics of the group. We are among the biggest investors in digital and the people that started really ahead of time. In 2005, we were already launching the first digital collection with one of our brand. Since this technology has really took up, we really know the pros and cons of the machineries that we are used to have in our Italian plants. And so finally in December, I'm very excited because we will have the machinery that will start producing the United States. And I don't really foresee this to be a huge transition time before being fully operating, because we have the know-how, so it will be really a matter of instructing our great American people at the plant, but we will have for sure a great output and great result out of that.
One quick last thing. I know that personally you're getting ready to move your home, your family, from Florida up to Kentucky, because you're moving all of your headquarter personnel from Florida Tile up near your plant in Kentucky. Is that right?
Absolutely. This was another thing that was in our mind since day one after the acquisition. Clearly, we had other priorities before, but finally, we can have this plan achieved. We are moving to Lexington, Kentucky, that is a bigger city than Lakeland, where we were before, but as well, it is only half an hour away from our plant, and for even logistic reasons, we will be able finally to have all the departments of our company under the same roof, and they will be only, again, half an hour away from the plant, so not only for when you have to be there to see a product, a new development, but as well to connect with our customers and to show them the huge investment that we've made so far. It will be a matter of pride for us, and so we will be very close. Again, I think that it is going to be very beneficial, and we will achieve better synergies by doing that.
But it's still going to be Florida Tile. I mean, it's not going to be Kentucky Tile, right?
No, for sure. No, Florida Tile is a great brand, and Kentucky Tile is not in our mind. But.
Okay, Massimo, just a little humor there. We've been talking to a friend of ours, Massimo Barbary, who is Vice President of Marketing with Florida Tile, which is part of the Panaria Group, from Cersei in Bologna, Italy, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.